Forgive the drip, 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 tip, tap that I'm sure you can hear. It's raining here and I have a massive leak in my bedroom window. Hopefully it'll get fixed soon. I don't fucking know. Fingers crossed, it's on my apartments to fix it, not me, so it's not exactly in my hands. I've been thinking very hard about the Fluid Fire script, and maybe I don't need to explain as much as I think I do, but I would like to either way. That script itself, more than anything else I've ever written and posted on the fucking internet, was incredibly fucking personal, and it's not something that I was terribly keen on sharing. I was encouraged to share, yes, but it's not something that I, of my own will and volition, particularly felt like sharing. I'm fixing things on my screen. In part because, coming out of the broom closet is a bitch. More so, coming out of the broom closet as, one, Lokean, and two, a Satanist. Which isn't to say that I have much of anything to do with Satan and or Lucifer. I don't. It's more a political kind of thing, as well as a deep set appreciation for interpreting Lucifer's story well, rather than pandering to the misinterpretation perpetuated by Anglican religion itself. Each and every one, every religious text we have was created by the hands of man, of course. Of fucking course. It's also shifted through the perspective of the culture at the time they were written, as well as the biases and basic knowledge this individual had. I mean, it's not going to be a perfect representation that lasts through the ages. Not factoring in evolution is a massive problem with any ancient text-based belief system. And please know, I'm not only talking about Christianity, Catholicism, just about every fucking religion does this. Every organized belief system. I'm simply calling the Anglican branches out in particular because they are predominantly in power on a worldwide level. Because they force their way into power. Enough about that, though. Loki. I'm not going to pretend that it's likely I will be believed by the overwhelming majority of people, and that doesn't really bother me. People are going to believe whatever the fuck they want to believe, whatever narratives suit them best. Know that when I say I am, one, a heathen, and two, Lokean, I mean this to the depths of my being. I didn't choose him. Very much not. He chose me. There are lifelong patterns of mine that mirror his. So know that when I say I am one of his children, I mean in the most literal, albeit esoteric, sense. Which isn't to say that I am trans or really have any sort of issue with my gender aside from, you know, the external perception of it and the external expectations associated with being a woman. That I have a super fucking massive problem with, but many, many problems, actually. That's not a rant to go on here now. That God spouses are even a thing with certain forces, and I'm not going to say deities because that spits in the face of the actual fact of the old ways. You can call them deities if you'd like, you can call them gods and goddesses if you would like to, sure. This is not historically accurate for how they have been regarded by those of us who work with them. And more so with Norse religion, Old Norse religion in particular, the concept of good and evil does not exist. It doesn't. Everyone is capable of doing things that are fucking wonderful, selfless, and for the good of all. Everyone is capable of doing things that are awful, selfish, and hinder development of all. Destroying what is good, rather than giving any mind or any attention to, focusing on how they can help. It's easy to hurt rather than heal. This is a fundamental lesson of the Norse pantheon, really. And miss my necklace. That's one thing I particularly enjoy about working with Loki. It's not like he is in any way the Norse Lucifer. There are many parallels, yes, but if you are looking at Norse mythology through an Anglican framework, you aren't going to fucking understand it. Outright, you're not. The dualistic opposition between good and evil, between God and Satan, this doesn't fucking apply in the Norse pantheon whatsoever. I mean, calling Odin the Allfather is not something inherent to the myths themselves. This is a post-Christianization addition. This isn't something that was inherent in the myths. This never has been something inherent in the myths. This has been applied to them in retrospect. I mean, if you look back through historical record, there is no mention of Woden as the Allfather. Not before Christianity came and colonized Norse mythology, as well as Germany, Scandinavia, Finland. It wasn't there. So viewing these belief systems now through a lens fundamentally defined by Anglican belief systems is fallacious. But people still do, of course, and it's difficult to disentangle that from not only what people believe, but from history itself. And by what people believe, I mean what people believe nowadays, rather than looking back to what was and uncoiling the bullshit wrapped around it. Trying to figure out how to explain a thing. I've been a mythology nerd since I was a kid, since I was a little girl. My mom didn't limit what I was allowed to read. So when I got bored of reading books in the kids section, I moved on to the grown-up books very, very early on. Mythology has been a lifelong love of mine since I was a little girl. This, in no small part, was a precursor to what would become my paganism. And, I mean, while I do enjoy the term heathen and for a while entertained the Wiccan title, it's... Wiccan is not accurate for me. Pagan is much closer, though I do prefer heathen. I would. An issue I have run into with exploring my own mythology, like, in my blood, is that the pagan belief systems of my ancestors have largely been fucking eradicated. I have a significant measure of Slavic blood. However, Slavic paganism has largely been fucking eradicated, and this happened a long, 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 long time ago. Christian invaders came to our land, obliterated our belief systems, obliterated record of our gods. And as such, nowadays, it is extremely fucking difficult to find much of any accurate information on them. I was interrupted by my little cousin wanting to video chat on Facebook. God, I miss the kids. I don't remember where I was, so we're just going to carry on to whatever the hell my next point was, which I'm not even sure of at this point, but we're just gonna move on. Why Loki? Why him? And to clarify, I'm not talking about Marvel Cinematic Universe Loki. It's debatable if that is really Loki at all. I mean, I see fragments of Loki in the Marvel Cinematic Universe Loki, but they're not the same. It's simply easier to communicate bits and pieces of his mythology within the context of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. However, oh, they have greatly bastardized Norse mythology in order to fuel their own agenda, which, fairly Lokean in nature, I would think, but the inconsistency in the entirety of the story, well, the stories in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, ooh, that's also very, very, very Lokean. Oh, I'm so irritated by the sound of dripping water in my window. That's beside the point. Why Loki? In Anglicanized Catholic terms, he is the patron saint of misfits. And I very, very, very much have always been one. As well, he is an extraordinarily attentive parent. Not something in my life that I am used to whatsoever. And more than that. What the fuck? Oh, interruptions. Interruptions are irritating the hell out of me. I have not had an easy kind of life, particularly where parents are involved. Any child who has been the target of abuse, be it physical, mental, emotional, or sexual, he tends to take particular interest in us. I debated on putting the sexual healing tag with fluid fire, but I ran out of room, and I knew that wouldn't make sense to most people, so may as well leave it out. It'll make sense to any Lokians out there, but it's not going to make sense to most people, so why add it? Working with Loki has been an immense help to me. While it is absurdly easy to portray him as strictly villainous, and this is in no small part urged on by the MCU, this is a gross oversimplification of Loki. It's another issue in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, really. Nothing is so simple as to claim Thor is righteous or Loki awful. However, this is exactly what the MCU predicates on, and yes, of course, Thor fucks up. He has to fuck up. It's part of the hero's journey. Loki, on the other hand, certainly has virtues. And while yes, it is likely that he will be his own undoing, more likely than not, really, the vilification of Loki is more often from without, not within. Not exactly innate to him. It's more a perception of him. Which the MCU plays with well. Are they right to? I don't think so, but the inconsistency in the entirety of their storytelling is, oh, karma enough for failing to tell Loki's story well. And failing to tell Odin's story well. Failing to tell Thor's story well. I don't believe for a split second that Loki remotely resembles Tom Hiddleston. I mean, yeah, he's gorgeous. So is Loki. But they're not the same. I like toying with the Marvel Cinematic Universe Loki, the confines within which that character expresses himself are certainly fun to play with. But are they Loki? In ways, yes. In more ways, no. It is an oversimplification to portray Loki as a villain. This works well enough for the Marvel Cinematic Universe's agenda. This does not function in truth, in the stark reality of Loki's mythos. In order to work with Loki, let alone to work with Loki well, you have to do your fucking shadow work. You have to. He will demand this from you. He will require you to do this, or you will suffer the fucking consequences, and they are steep. There is no way around this. If you're not willing to do your fucking shadow work, if you are not willing to change and grow and become something much, much better than you've ever been before, do not work with Loki. Outright. Don't. It takes a hell of a lot of inner work to work with him well. And as I wrote the entirety of that script from the perspective of someone who does have an intimate relationship with him, although you can say whatever the hell you'd like about, is this real? It is to me. It was written from the perspective of someone who works very closely with Loki. This is in no small part why I do not want to post the script itself anywhere. I know very, very, very well how difficult he can be to work with, and I know the side effects of failing to work with him well. I know I can handle them. I don't know that others can. And it doesn't matter if they believe or not, really. It's kind of worse if they don't, because they're not going to take working with him in this way or portraying him as seriously as he demands, as seriously as he requires. Particularly with this script. He doesn't take kindly to misrepresentation. He's misrepresented near always anyhow, yes. This doesn't mean he has to fucking enjoy it, and this doesn't mean he has to take kindly to others doing it for him. While, sure, I would very much like to hear others' takes on this script, I have to know that they understand him in order to feel remotely comfortable passing the script along. Because there is improv in it, and I don't want to take all of the improv out. However, in order to improvise Loki well, you have to understand him. And you have to understand the god-spouse dynamic. You have to understand how he interacts with his children. He is an extraordinarily attentive, loving, and caring parent. Someone has to love and care for his children. Why the fuck should it not be him? The rest of the world isn't going to. Someone has to. He is more than willing to be that person. And it's not that I underestimate others or their willingness or ability to portray him well. Truly, it's not. It's that I need to have the assurance of knowing outright that they understand him. Because I don't want anything bad to come back onto them in turn, especially with how fucking much of a mess the world is right now. Underestimating Loki is a grave error. I don't want this to come back and bite anyone in the ass. I know my own intentions, and I know how to handle him when shit goes wrong. I can manage his chaos, and I can manage the chaos he brings into my life when there is something I have to learn from it. I've worked with him for years. This didn't come quickly, this didn't come easily. It's taken a hell of a lot of trial and error to get here. Which is a big part of why I'm leery of handing the script over to anyone. I don't want anyone to bite off more than they can chew, thinking that it's just something to get off to. It's, this script isn't. It was an utter, complete and utter labor of love. And it still is. With the improvisational moments, it is very, very easy to veer from that track, from that mindset, from that perspective. I don't want anybody to inadvertently misrepresent him, because he will not fucking take kindly to that. I am doing this to protect others, as well as to protect him. Minimizing the risk of anyone whatsoever being harmed is my ultimate goal. Which, I realize, is odd for someone who claims themselves to be Lokean. I mean, we thrive in chaos. That's not an exaggeration whatsoever. I don't want to bring chaos to people who are going through more than enough as it is. Meager sexual gratification isn't worth that. I could fucking be selfish and just post the script, let whoever the fuck wants to perform it and have their way with it. I could. Is this responsible? Is this right? Is this compassionate? Is this likely to work out well for them? I don't think so. A major lesson of working with Loki is learning when not to do what he tells you to do, what he urges you to fucking do, learning how to say no, learning when it's a bad fucking idea to do what he tells you to do. And that's one of the more difficult lessons to learn with him, honestly. However, it's one of the most worthwhile ones you can learn from him. He doesn't teach in a gentle, kind way. His lessons are often brutal. He can teach in a gentle and kind way. This needs to be utterly appropriate. If the gentle, kind way is most impactful, that is what he will do. If the brutal way is most impactful, that is what he will do. There's enough brutality and pain in the world and in people right now. I don't want to add to that, and I don't want to encourage others to unwittingly add more chaos than is strictly necessary into their lives. So, I mean, if you want to be grumpy and bitchy about me not posting the script because you want to perform it, I mean, that's your prerogative. It's okay. And I'm not implying that anybody is. I'm simply saying this just in case anyone is like, eh, well, why would you post it without posting the script? There's a reason. And there's a very good fucking reason. It doesn't matter if the person reading the script doesn't believe. They don't have to. I don't write mindlessly. Honestly, writing is one of my greatest powers. My gift with words is part of my practice. Which is why I take great care to craft what I write, not to merely scribble shit down. I know there's power in what I say. I know there is power in what I write. I have to be very careful and very mindful with this. I don't want any potential fallout to occur, particularly with people who may or may not be ready to handle that. People who are not already well protected, and people who do not know how to manage when shit like this goes haywire. Because with Loki, it is extremely likely that shit will. Working with a force of chaos demands mindfulness. Outright. It has taken a very long time for me to hone this mindfulness. To hone my own awareness of everything I do and everything I do not do. Learning when to speak versus when to be silent is another Lokian lesson, or you will have your lips stitched shut. I would like to avoid, if at all possible, difficult, negative, painful shit coming to pass for others inadvertently through my words. Whatever you believe, it doesn't really matter. There is power in what I write. Especially in that particular script. Again, it was an utter labor of love. What power in the entirety of existence is greater than love itself? What can turn to pain and hate more readily than love? I can't think of anything else. Love can turn to hate rapidly. Love can turn to resentment rapidly. If at all I can keep this script from reflecting badly on anyone else, I am going to. I don't give a shit how this makes me seem to others. I know my intent. I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I know the risks of mismanaging my own power. So, I'm not fucking going to. If I can see that someone genuinely understands Loki as a character, I'm willing to hand the script over to that or those individuals. But first I need to know that they're not going to bring shit they may or may not be able to handle upon themselves. I don't give a shit if this sounds crazy to anyone else. I've seen it happen. I've received this myself. I'm not going to put anybody else in that position. Not unwittingly, not if they don't know what the fuck they're getting into. If they don't know what the fuck they're fucking with. That is extremely irresponsible. So, I think I'm going to compile some study material for, one, anybody who may or may not want to do the script or thinks they can perform it well, which I don't doubt that there are people here who can. I simply need to know that they know the character first. And as well as these, people who may or may not want to perform the script, it wouldn't be a bad idea to leave information on Loki here for any other heathens, pagans, Wiccans, Lokians, whatever the hell you'd like to call yourselves. Because it is difficult to find people, even in these communities, who, one, will work with Loki, two, will work with people who work with Loki, will show any respect to people who work with Loki. We are outside of the outsiders, really. And if we can't have the assurance from others in these communities, the abso-fucking-lute least we can do is take care of each other. Who else is going to? That said, no one is obligated to learn, no one is at all obligated to make an effort to get to know Loki as he is, and nobody is in particular, no one is obligated to become his bride or any measure of God's spouse. This isn't required to work with him. It can be very, very helpful, particularly for people who have endured sexual abuse, people who have difficult relationships with their own gender or sexual identity, and people who have contentious relationships with their bodies overall. Loki can help with this. You have to want him to, and you have to be willing to allow him to help. He's not going to violate your consent. He knows how that feels. He's not going to do this to others. At least as long as they don't fucking deserve it, which nobody deserves rape. So, there it is. My Lokian ramblings, I suppose. I'll include some study material below if anyone is willing to genuinely get to know Loki's myth, as well as the perspective of people who work with him. I mean, I can tell others how I personally work with him until I'm blue in the face. That doesn't mean anybody's going to fucking listen, so I'd rather draw on other people's perspectives than espouse my own. If anyone's still listening, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to learn about something you probably don't really give a shit about, or just don't know much about. Whether you want to keep learning or not, it's not a bad thing to entertain perspectives you don't share. That's never a bad thing. Take care, everybody. And stay safe. Take care of each other. As well as yourselves, damn it.